This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, June 25th, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Monsanto and parent company Bayer today. The ruling said that the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act preempts certain lawsuits brought under state tort law. In a statement, Monsanto said the decision, quote, should help significantly contain the Roundup litigation after nearly a decade of legal battles. The ruling should result in the dismissal of current warning-based claims and bar future failure to warn claims. The court ruled 7-2 that FIFRA trumps failure to warn lawsuits bringing safety claims. The court cited FIFRA's own language in supporting uniformity in pesticide labeling. FIFRA includes a preemption clause that further underscores EPA's comprehensive and exclusive authority in registering pesticides and approving labels, the majority said. In a provision entitled Uniformity, FIFRA prohibits states from imposing any requirement for labeling packaging in addition to or different from those required under FIFRA. In other news, Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says President Trump has upped the ante for year-round E15 legislation.
For President Trump to include E15 in his supplemental funding request, I think sends a clear signal up to Congress that he's serious about this. He's called on Congress several times now in recent months to get this legislation done and get it to his desk for signature. Of course, the House heeded that call and they got their job done, but things have slowed down in the Senate and we're not seeing a lot of progress there. Hopefully, this supplemental funding request is going to be the spark that lights the fire under the Senate side to get going, get this legislation done. And it also provides a vehicle, right? They're very likely to respond to the president's request for additional funding. And now, you know, that would provide a package or a vehicle to include the E15 language as well.
Cooper recognizes there's opposition to year-round E15, but says a compromise can still yield a majority of votes.
There's a handful of hardliners in the Senate that are going to oppose anything to do with renewable fuels, certainly anything to do with E15. They're a no vote no matter what. But then there's another group of senators, mostly on the Republican side of the aisle, that have expressed their opposition to the version of this legislation that came out of the House, but they've not said no to finding, you know, another way or different ways of getting the E15 piece of the House bill across the goal line in the Senate.
In related news, the Renewable Fuels Association has taken legal steps to defend the EPA's decision on RVOs for this year and next.
What we did just yesterday is filed a motion to intervene on EPA's behalf in that litigation. And essentially that means we are going to help EPA defend its rules. We think they did the right thing, obviously, with these RVOs. And we want to help make sure that they're maintained and help them defend the good decision that they made to implement the highest ever volumes.
Cooper said even though the numbers were recently announced, there's evidence they're impacting the industry.
We've seen production for all types of biofuels, whether it's ethanol, whether it's renewable diesel, biodiesel, it's all responded to that signal, and we're seeing growth in production. We're seeing expansion in soybean crush. We're seeing expansion in ethanol capacity. And again, that's what the RFS was intended to do. You go back to the original intent of the program, and it was to expand the production and use of renewable fuels like ethanol. So the proof is in the pudding. The program's working. And I think, again, all you have to do is look into the marketplace to see that evidence today.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.